There's one thing that you and I will never completely understand. Well, there's a lot of things you and I won't, but one thing is the love of God. How can God love us? And all we have to do is look at our own life and not understand it. Lord, why do you love me so much? You see, God loves us with unconditional love. And he said, I want you to be a part of my family. I told you, the reason God created us was to love us. He didn't create us to judge us. He created us to love us. He created us in his own image. And he loved us so much that he wanted us to see that love that he had for us. Now, when love is spoken of, it goes out into the air, and you don't see it. I mean, a lot of people use the term, but you don't see it. And what you and I are looking for in life is the visible resurrection of love. Well, it never left. You and I have decided to go through the path of life so many times that we have chosen a path that God didn't send us down. And then we wonder why that we don't feel that love. The only reason that I could never feel God's love would be that I shut off my feelings towards God's love. And God says to you, and he says to me, at one point in your life, I will allow you to be broken. And at that brokenness, I promise you, all hell will not have authority. Because when you or I are at our lowest in self-esteem, at our lowest in the dealing with life itself, it's when God works the greatest miracles in our life. God said, okay, I created you so that I could love you. I created you also to love me back. I created you to belong to one another. The family, my family, God says. I created you to be a part of my family. And then after I did all of that, you belong. I wanted to make sure that you understand the power that I will place in your heart. I wanted you to become more like my son Jesus every day. You and I are the becomers. You and I are the individuals that God has set aside to touch lives. And then he said, I created you to bless you. I want to bless you. People are looking for the face of God in judgment. When God says, I want to bless you, Christian, you belong to me. You're my child. I want to forgive you. I want to bless you. I want to touch your life in a powerful, powerful way. And yet we as Christians, we as the world, walk away from the true love in our life. God looks to the heart. We celebrate the first day of Advent, meaning the coming of Jesus as a baby. The incarnate God coming in a manger. And God says, I want you to understand something. I'm going to bless you, and in my blessing, I'm going to allow my own son. I myself, says God, I am going to bleed for you so you can have hope. My hope will never be in what I know. My hope will never be in what I have. My hope will never be in anything less than the blood of Christ and his righteousness. The hope for the whole world. And yet many Many Christians today walk around without seeing hope. Hope is not a word. Hope is the action of God within our heart, within our life. When God says, I'm going to give you hope, He means I'm going to give you more of me. I'm going to touch your life in a special way. As you get broken, I will heal you. As you understand within your spiritual realm that you truly don't know what you thought you knew, I will encourage you. I will lift you up. I will send you. What good does it do an individual that has the Word of God within their heart and they don't share it? Where is the hope for those who are living outside the church, outside the realm of God, if those of us who know the truth of God do not follow our commitment to Him and accept our responsibility to be sent to those who are hurting, to those who are dying, to those that are in the ditch of life and see no hope within you and within me? There's a light that is there, and that light is the hope of Almighty God. God gave His only begotten Son, that whoever, whosoever believes in Him will never perish, but have everlasting life. You and I are made up of flaws. There's a brokenness in the heart of each one. If you don't see the brokenness, you've missed the point of your life. Because brokenness is a part of growing. Brokenness is a part of stepping out into the realm of God, taking another step in total trust. Of illnesses you and I don't understand, of attitudes that you and I don't even like to be around, of a world that mocks the Son of God and mocks those who follow Him. And God gives a warning. But the warning must come from the church, and that warning must go out with love. Not bitterness, not hatefulness, but love. As God looks in to the hurt and pain within your life, everyone within the sound of my voice and all the others, there is within your heart hurt, pain, and brokenness. And your mind cannot figure out how to make it right, because that brokenness does not come from things that you see, but the brokenness comes from those things you cannot see. It is from the evil that surrounds us, and we seem to rush right to it. Yet the hurt that you and I have within our life is not uncommon. But you don't have to keep it. The hurt that you and I deal with on a daily basis is the hurt of living, not the hurt of leaving. The hurt that you and I have is, as we look within ourselves and say, isn't there any more to life than what I'm dealing with? Isn't there somewhere within the realm of existence a word of God, a truth of God that holds to the very string? And you and I are like that yo-yo, and the world is making it go up and down. Listen to the voice of God within your heart. For when you were born, God is the one that gave you your start. He saw the need that you would have before you knew that you would even live. He saw the hurt that you'd go through, and he conquered it through his will. He will give you the strength. He'll lift you up. But he demands that his army stand up. He demands for us to be true to our calling, for each of us to understand we're fallen. We're fallen only from the physical condition, but not from the spirit that he has given. His spirit he'll place within our heart. And then he says, now depart. Go to the world and tell them the truth. For the time has come when they want you to lose as a Christian. You'd waver in your stance. But our Savior came as a man. And when he came, he knew the feeling that you and I would have. And he knew it was chilling. It was the power of Satan that would touch the human condition. But God says, I'm not through. All the wishing you place in your heart, I give you strength. Here's your start. The only God that's ever existed is the God of the universe. And yet the world has twisted his words around to make them of no avail. And the church is not warning the world about hell. Until we stand up, listen to the shout. The cry continues. And the world is without the spokesman that God has called to go forth. And we break inside. We hurt. We strive for the better me, the better you. But that won't happen. Because his word is true, and he says that I am a sinner, full of the bitterness of life. But once again, he reminds you and me, we're his bride, we're his wife. But he says, you got a job to do. What are you doing? Why doesn't the church stand up and be noticed again? Are you ashamed that you're my kid? When Jesus comes from heaven galore, will he find a godly nation or that ultimate whore? A nation that turns its back on the truth. A nation that is dying from the root. A nation that is falling apart. Because that nation has walked away from the God who gave us the start. The cry is loud. The cry is long. But it's the cry of God saying, stand strong. And as you stand with pride. Because you're the reason my son did die. You're the reason he went to the cross. He paid your debt. He paid all the cost. You belong to me. Now you stand strong. Hell has no chance. For my son did no wrong. And when Jesus introduced our names to our Father, this is my brother, this is my daughter. And Jesus says, the hope that I give to you is not the hope of a mere word, but the hope of action. And that action, I promise you, is the word. For through my word that I've given you, one day the world will stand, and they truly will be blue. For my son is coming, and he's coming fast. And as he comes, he will look past the hurt and the pain of the brokenness of his family. But it's his word they will answer to. It's his word with the power. The word is stronger than any anvil. And in that strength of the word of hope, Jesus gives to us the life that was promised. During the hurt of my existence and yours, right here, stand strong. Jesus says, don't fear. I'm not only coming where you'll see me one day, I'm already here. Don't push me away. I'm the one that's touching your heart. I'm the one that's moving in your life. Don't, of all people, with God pick a fight. For my love is true, my love is strong. My servants will stand, and they'll stand long. They'll preach the truth, because the world has chosen that they do not want the will of my life and the will of my chosen. They choose their own to tickle their ears. But in that process, they cannot hear the truth of God, which is in his word, the power of God that reaches out and is heard by the strength of the Holy Spirit that places his word in your mind. And that's the pride of Jesus. When Satan says, have you seen him? Yes, he's mine. Satan knows not to mess with God's own, but the world has chosen to take God on. They're teaching not the word anymore. They're trying to make America become the whore. The whore of the last day will turn against God. The whore of the last day will be shod with the boots of hell, and fun will be God. Things will be what they're not supposed to be. You and I are called to stand like that oak tree because, my friend, you listen, and you listen well. Jesus is coming. People are going to hell. He looks to me and he looks to you. And he says, now, what are you going to do? Are you going to do what I've called you to do? Are you going to go where I've sent you? Are you afraid of what is there? Am I not the one that promised you that I know every hair that is on your head and on your body? You're my child. They know better than to touch a hair that I have blessed. But they will trick you with an unholy kiss. That kiss we'll think is a blessing from God, but it's not. It's the world wanting to trod right over your life and kill who you are. But they forgot one thing. You belong to God. You're the servant of the Most High. Inside you will weep. In your mind, you will moan until the day when God says, come on home. Hope is in the Spirit of Christ in you. Healing is a thing from God, and yes, it's true. The power of prayer connected to the Father. He sent His Son and said, there's no other. Listen, children, and listen well. I know I'm broken, but hell will have no shot to keep me down or to stop the word. For if circumstance of this world pulls one of us down, that's not the end, because He'll lift another up. He'll touch a heart. He'll bring the ones that will not depart from the truth of who He is. Or do we even care? Has the church walked away from what the world fears? They're afraid of the name of who my son is. Jesus is not the name that should ever be spoken, especially in public, because somebody's spirit might be broken. For we will say that Jesus is the only way, and they will say, no, He came in my day. Our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, will speak to your heart. He'll convict what is not right. And in that conviction, you will see the hope you didn't know belonged to you and me. It's a hope, it's a promise that God will follow through. He's not looking back at all the bad that I have done or that you do. He looks for the heart that is special and true. The heart that He can use and heal. And that heart is in you. You and I must decide this very day, who will we serve? God or our own way? Have we written right in Scripture in our own mind just so we can be a part of a kind of a universe that says there is no God? And waste their time trying to prove one that they said doesn't exist. He's the Savior of me and you. You know who Jesus is because of your heart. You know the power. He gave you that start. Don't walk away because times are rough. You stand strong. And be Jesus tough. Stand for what's right. Stand for the truth. The world will laugh. The enemies will mock. One of these days, you and I will walk on the streets with Christ who died for us. The power is there that you can trust. Remember, friends, we're all moving on. But no matter where you are, Jesus says, with me you can call it home. I will do with you like the world don't understand. Because you see, I sent my son to become a man so that he could feel the hurt and the pain and the lonesomeness. From that name, the name of love that God has given is the name of Jesus, who stands in heaven waiting just to come back for you and me, the happiest day of eternity, when you and I will see and witness the stories that we talk about in the church, but the time is near. The name of Jesus is the power that will take away the hurt and lift you up. And he says it won't be long. Listen to the cry, because Jesus is coming to take us home. And when he comes, the whole world will see. The only thing you can take with you is you or me. The one beside you can go with you. The one in your heart will always be with you. All that's left will amount to nothing. Because Jesus said, I have for you really something. I've created for you a mansion that you cannot understand, because it's never been seen by the eye of man. But it's a place in my heart that I'm holding for you. That place, my friends, that place is in the love of the only one who truly loves you. He knows my name. I am his kin. All the world says you can't win. I don't have anything to win. Jesus came. I gave it to him. He now has fought the battle again within my heart for me to remember I'm just a man. But he is who he says he is. He's the king, God's very own kid. God looks at our hearts. We're watching a nation fall. But the fall is coming simply because that the Christians refuse to stand for what is right and what is true. And if we don't do it, no one else will follow through. Don't we understand? It's not a game. Because you see, this church, our fellowship, is in Jesus' name. And what he said he did, he did. What he said he was going to do, he has done. And pretty soon, he'll come back. We'll go with him, one by one. No, I belong to him. Satan can't take me away. But the world will truly rue the day that Jesus comes and they didn't listen. And they point to you, you, me, and others. And God will say, they gave you my petition. They told you the truth, but you didn't listen. I gave you my spirit, but you refused to accept. The greatest love that could be given to you or to myself. Take it as the word of God. Because I have no idea what's going on with me. But I do know this. God planted the preachers like a giant oak tree. And our fall will be within our own mistakes. But we're commanded by God to stand for the sake of those who don't know, but they need to hear. Shouldn't we really understand it this time of year? What's it about if it's not about the story? Because you see, in this story, you and I will see God's glory. Let's pray. Father, as you touch our heart, as you touch our life. Oh, Lord, have mercy. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The hurt and the pain, Father, we lift to you and asking that you will give us the courage and the boldness to continue to stand. Forgive us, Father, for where we fall short. Give us the courage in making certain that each of us stand with your word on our heart. Give us that courage, Father. Bless each heart. Give your truth as you've given your calling, that we can stand. But Father, we can only stand in your name. For in our own, we have no strength. Our spirit has been poured out like water. We hurt from within and we hurt without. I thank you, Father, for touching each heart. Help us, Lord, that we might go and help others out. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.